There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Today already has started as a good day because we have our connection. Today being Wednesday, the 2nd of September, most everybody's in school right now. And so Ken and I and you and Kara are going to go to school. How about that? Remember the old school bells ring and children sing? Oh, that is so old. Yeah. Old, moldy, oldy, goody, goldies. So first thing. It's interesting about going back to school. A New Jersey teacher who has been, in essence, at odds with the school board, now looking into the history of this particular teacher, elementary school teacher, allowed to keep his job as the new school year began, despite being late for work 111 times last year.
That's crazy.
Under review all summer long, the teacher said Friday that breakfast is to blame for his tardiness. Quote, I have a bad habit of eating breakfast and I lose track of the time. He's been a teacher for 15 years. His name is Arnold Anderson. In a decision made by the school board, actually the school board and the arbitration division of the New Jersey Department of Justice, the Roosevelt School in New Brunswick, New Jersey, was trying to fire him. He gets paid $90,000 a year as an elementary teacher. The school board said enough is enough. The arbitration board said he was entitled to progressive discipline. The arbitrator criticized Mr. Anderson's claim the quality of his teaching outweighed his being late all the time. Wow. How about that? Anderson said he was 1 to 2 minutes late to school at the most, big deal. I'll have to cut out eating breakfast at home, he said.
How about get up earlier?
It's shocking. Right?
Yeah.
A message seeking comment was left with the school superintendent's office by this newspaper reporter, and there was no response. Governor Christie referenced the case in one of his tweets on Friday. He wrote, quote, think I'm too tough on the teachers' union? This is what we're dealing with. Anderson said he was very upset to be suspended, but conceded that losing his job would be worse. He was suspended while they were trying to figure out what to do with him. And so they still really don't know what to do with him because they are going to appeal again. I don't know how far they go. But under the circumstances, 1 or 2 minutes, I remember when I was teaching school, I tried to be there. I'd been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life between the farm and the radio. As it turned out, I had a radio job in the afternoon in those days. And so I was at ready. School started at 7:25. I was always there at 7 o'clock going through things. I was always one of the first people there. That's just me. But there's a certain thing that goes with being a teacher, isn't there? There's a certain tone, respect, things that you set up because you're trying to set a good example. At least that's the way I always thought of my teachers. They were setting a good example for me. And then we have the unions to deal with. Was it last year or the year before in California, Kenny, that teacher who filled up the cookies or brownies with his sperm, gave them to his students as an experiment, took forever to get him fired. I think he was paid, or the reason they were able to get rid of him is because the school system agreed to give him his early retirement. I think that was the only way they could get rid of him.
Imagine. Crazy.
Huh? It is crazy.
It's crazy.
All right, so other things that are, happening in schools as school begins. A family at a private school in Massachusetts claims the Wi-Fi system has made their son ill. I wonder how many of you will put this, once I give you the information, put the pieces together to see if it could be a problem with your children. The school systems in our country, especially suburban schools, have done a huge revamp so that every child is exposed to or has the benefit, quote-unquote, of the Wi-Fi system. So the effects of it, this child, or the family of this child, says that the brain waves are affected by the Wi-Fi waves. Are there waves from Wi-Fi? I know there are waves from computers.
I don't know. It's all magic to me.
Magic. So the Board of Health in this community is looking into it. Meanwhile, this would be a productive study, actually, to do. Wi-Fi, does it make your child ill? And how would it make your child ill? All right.
There's Wi-Fi everywhere.
At home?
Yeah.
Right.
In the airport.
Right.
Some cities have it all over the whole city.
Yeah. All right. So that may be a sort of specious argument. Meanwhile, back in the ranch here, let's bring Andrea Metcalf, who helps us understand physical, mental, and emotional health. We're going to talk about when children who are sick ought to stay home from school. What's the rule in your house? Let's see if it agrees with Andrea's suggestions that we'll have for you in a moment here on Good Day.
Jim Pee-wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects a legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
At TIAA CREP, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's biggest savings of the summer. Save up to 40% on over a quarter of a million instruments, with some deals too low to advertise publicly. Get a Martin Dreadnought or Custom Auditorium Acoustic Electric Guitar, now just $399, or a Kohala ukulele for just $29. And for 5 days, get up to 15% off qualifying products, including clearance gear with coupons from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss Guitar Center's Labor Day savings, Thursday through Monday. No lineups before 7 a.m.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 27th through September 7th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room. It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to sherwinwilliams.com.
And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Andrea Metcalf joins Richie and Kenny and me. Her website is andreametcalf.com. If you're being confronted by your children, if they haven't already, they'll try this at some point during the school year. All children do. I'm sick. Mommy, I don't feel well. I want to not go to school today. This is a statistic, Andrea, that I was shocked to read. On average, the average child in school, public school, misses about 20 days a year. That's, when you consider they only go to school, 180 some odd days a year? That's a big chunk out of learning and exposure. So what is it that you, if you have a mildly sick child, what do you do? First of all, how do you know that they're not fibbing?
Are you asking me how do you know if they're not fibbing?
Yes, I am.
I think some of us know our kids well enough. They're not running a temperature. That there's a good chance that they can still go to school. But I think the thing you touched upon is the amount of days that kids are out of school is just alarming. So we've got to do everything we can to keep our kids healthy.
So how do we do that in a practical way? You know, there's a lot of information around about sugar these days and how debilitating it is. We know that if you feed your children too much sugar before they go to school, they bounce off the walls, never mind the effect that it has as they grow older to their actual bodies. But there are those things, and sometimes parents give the kids the sugary cereal to wake them up, to get them so that they'll be aware and awake when they go to school. So what do we, if we're not supposed to feed our children that stuff, what do we feed them? How do we get them going out of the door in the right step, if you will?
Well, I think, you know, for years we've always thought that cereal was the best way to start the day. And what we really need to think about is giving them some good protein. Carbohydrates are important, which are the sugars, but let's keep them in forms of whole fruits and vegetables and whole juices. And we want to really make sure that that breakfast is protein-rich, fiber-rich, so that they get that good nutrition right off the bat, and then they're less likely to be hungry throughout the day, and they're going to be more alert because we know that our brain works better when it's fueled well.
Mm-hmm. What did you do with your own child? You have a daughter, yeah?
I have two boys.
And okay.
I always made sure my kids had breakfast. You know, back in the days, there wasn't as much hand sanitizer when my kids were young, but I did encourage that washing hands before they left for school and then before they ate. And when you got into the habit of getting kids to wash their hands, you know, sing a little happy birthday song, make sure that they're using soap and warm water, that's when we start to really keep those germs at bay because they're floating in those air molecules around us.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to think about supplements for your kids, whether that's in the form of a daily multivitamin or a gummy, or even a probiotic could help as well.
All right, with all the mothers and fathers working every day, if a child is sick, how do you deal, I mean really sick, how do you deal with that if you have to go to work?
Well, I think there's a few things. We know that our kids are going to get sick, so we need to have a backup plan to what we're doing. So whether that's a friend, a neighbor, being a resource, first is trying to have someone help you with that child if you can't take the day off work or work from home. The next plan is really talking around the neighborhood and other moms because you don't want to send your child to school sick. A runny nose, clear fluid coming out, that's okay. When we start getting the coloration, that's an infection. You need to get them to a doctor and get them checked up before it turns into something bigger.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's mostly just common sense, which unfortunately is not exercised by everybody as much as it might be advisable. Just common sense. Feed your children. Give them exercise. Exercise programs. You're an exercise person. Exercise is the best thing in the world for kids to keep them going, keep them up and at it, right? Even early in the morning?
That's right. In fact, we know that exercise helps stimulate brain function. And more importantly, the average child is on devices 7 hours a week. So let's cut down those devices and get them outside.
Yep.
Like we used to go.
Yeah. AndreaMedcalf.com. Check all this information out there. Good to have you, Andrea. Thanks for being on Good Day.
The key to faking out the parents is the clammy hands. It's a good non-specific symptom. I'm a big believer in it. A lot of people will tell you that a good phony fever is a deadlock.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
One of the most talented of all of the. This is not this. Maybe we should explain the difference between Hispanics and Latinos, because they are two separate sort of members of the of an associated tribe. Cubans are known as more Latinos. They're not, and the Hispanics are Central America, Mexico, that sort of thing. Would you say that was true?
Hispanic is, my wife says she's not Hispanic. She's not from Spain.
No.
Although her heritage is, certainly would be from,
right.
from South America.
In that area, that's all Hispanic.
Right.
Yes, right.
So she calls herself a Latina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, all of them are Spanish in language or Spanish derivatives.
Right.
But, for example, the Cubans are not. They have a different culture, I think.
According to the internet.
Yes.
Hispanic Americans and Latino Americans are Americans descending from countries of Latin America and Iberia.
Mm-hmm.
More generally, it includes all persons of the United States who self-identify as Hispanic or Latino. So they're saying Hispanic and Latino is the same thing.
Really? Huh. I've heard people describe it differently. All right, anyway, Gloria Estefan's 58th birthday is today. We have a little Gloria concert going on here. What do we
have
next?
Have you ever been to a restaurant in Miami?
Say what?
Have you ever eaten?
I have not. I don't spend much time in Miami. I don't like Miami anymore. Honestly, I go through the airport there, and that's about it.
Yeah,
I have no
idea. That's pretty
hectic. And going down in Miami.
Good Cuban sandwich.
Yeah, really. Is it her husband or her brother that's big in the band with her? You don't know his name. Other than last name is Estefan.
Mr. Estefan.
Mr. Estefan. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's her last name.
Yeah. Some of my Spanish friends refer to me as Mr. Estefan.
No relation to Gloria.
None. No. Her thoughts are our thoughts of the day today. You've got to believe, never be afraid to dream. Gloria Estefan. This is one of her big hits. She's had, what would you say, Kenny, 10 or a dozen songs that
Yeah.
to number one or were at number one? She's
sure.
kind of laying back now. What's she doing? Is she even touring now?
I think she's busy. I think I've heard her name, but I'm not sure, to tell you the truth.
I'm glad I asked. All right. That's our tribute to Gloria Estefan. Let's talk a little bit about the way you start your day. I was talking earlier about with Meredith about how I was feeling like I was a little slow. And she said, have you had your Neo 40 yet? And I said, no, sir. I just popped it at the top of the last hour. And now I feel the difference. You will feel the benefits of improved nitric oxide levels when you get on this program from Neogenesis, the laboratory responsible for Super Beats, and now Neo 40, these capsules that have all of the same things, the properties of the Super Beats, but yet they're in a capsule that when you put it in the mouth, it absorbs quickly into your system, so you're ready to go in just 3-4 minutes. Whereas if you have a glass of Super Beats later on in the day, it'll take its time, 20-30 minutes, to assimilate into your body and give you that push.
Get ready.
Push comes from, what am I getting ready for?
When you drink your Super Beats.
Oh, yeah, right. Great. If you're an exerciser, if you're an active exerciser, it's a great way to get the blood into your muscles, your brain, all your organs, because it opens up the nitric oxide in the beets, opens up your arteries so that your blood pressure is normal, brings it down if it's too high, all of that stuff. So many different benefits from using nitric oxide in the Neo 40 capsules and Super Beats. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com to order to get in on the wonderful way to start your day and keep yourself going through the day. Super Beats, Neo 40, 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Renai's industry-leading products at www.renai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food storage from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Stephen, good day program. How do you do? Ken Kessler, Doug Stephan, Kara Schillen. We are focused on things in depth in this hour. Many of you were fans, as was I, of Dr. Wayne Dyer. The family posted this information on his Facebook page yesterday, Kenny. Quote, "We just received the coroner's report on Wayne's death, and the report indicated that he did not have any traces of leukemia in his body." Remember, when he went public, I think it was a couple of years ago, when he had leukemia, you saw him in his presentations on PBS or wherever he was speaking, publicly wearing a hat, a cap sort of. And he talked freely about having leukemia, being treated for it only by talking to himself, confirming in his own mind and to others that he was fighting the leukemia with positive thoughts. The family wrote, "For those of you who have been listening to his talks or reading his books, you know that he was diagnosed with leukemia, but felt he was able to eliminate it from his body by using his mind. And the report from the coroner confirms what he and we already knew. Wayne's saying of miracles come in moments, be ready and willing, really was true for him," said the family, "and can be true for you." What a wonderful way to post. What a great epitaph for somebody, yeah. Right? Huh? Don't you think? So then people said, okay, so if he didn't die of leukemia, then why did he die? He was 75 years old, passed away over the weekend. The official cause of death, coronary heart disease. He had a heart attack, died instantly. So I guess maybe the cynics among you would ask, well, if he was treating himself for leukemia and it worked to get it out of his body, then how come he didn't know he had coronary heart disease and treated himself for that? And to that I have no answer. There are some people that don't know or pay attention to their bodies in that respect. I find it hard to believe that he wouldn't have known that, frankly. I don't, this is not a judgmental call or conclusion. I just think that given what he wrote and what he seemed to think, that he would have been conscious of his own problem with his heart. But at any rate, the real emphasis was not on that. there were a lot of people who said prior to this Facebook posting that if he was such a great mind worker, mind a mentalist like Uri Geller, my friend who's on this program all the time, the two of them work in similar ways, in similar fashions, on similar projects, why would he have died? And so he had no leukemia in his body, the family says, but he had a bad case of heart disease. Now, he didn't look like he was. That's the other thing. Sometimes people say, Kenny, that person doesn't look healthy. Or you'll hear stories of people, and I'm trying to remember who the athlete was, a picture of health, who was running one morning, and he dropped dead during his run. There are people who have things going on in their system that either have not been detected or are not detectable. I know that's the reason for me urging everybody I know, everybody in my family, all my friends, people I care about, you need to have knowledge. You need to be cognizant of what's going on in your body. You need to go to a doctor who gives you a thorough medical exam, not just one of these, okay, I'll take your blood, look at it, and feel your heart and put a stethoscope on your lungs, and then you're pronounced fine. No, you really need to know what's going on in your body. And you need to follow your instincts. If you think there's something wrong and you really care about living, then you follow it through. If you don't care about living, yeah, okay. So it's not a big deal, but if you care about life and living, then it makes sense to know what's going on in your body. Word to the wise, hopefully. Now, speaking of information that is medical nature, Dr. Jack Stockwell, from whom you hear frequently in this hour, is going to join us in a moment. One of our main focuses, or is it foci? What is it, Kenny? Plural. Focuses will be on cholesterol in your system. Do you know the story of cholesterol? Does it make a difference what your cholesterol number is? Up next here on Good Day.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com or on the Plenty app. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Steffen here. You've heard me talk about how amazing GenuCell is, developed around plant stem cell therapy, getting rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. I use it and I love it. The people who work with me on the program use it and love it. And now, here's an extraordinary way for you to further enhance the beauty of your eyes. It's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, a powerful all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under and around your eyes. No more makeup. So you have GenuCell working on the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. The new product from Chamonix, the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which you get free when you order GenuCell at 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. You'll get the 12-hour guarantee of the change, get rid of the dark circles and all the other things, the bags, the puffiness, plus a free luxury gift with your GenuCell order. 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices.
Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready. Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, one subject notebooks are just 17 cents each.
Offer valid in store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
41 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Kenny and I have Dr. Jack Stockwell for one of his regular weekly visits. Jack and his wife Mary produce an excellent podcast that's now been downloaded by hundreds of thousands of people every week. It's something new. Now, you've had a sort of series going, Jack, on breast cancer. This week you focus on preventing breast cancer. Mary's had that issue, and so many people listening, there's probably not anybody in the area. I don't think listening to this program, no matter where you are, you could find someone that wasn't affected, hadn't known someone, or been involved directly with a woman in breast cancer. Would you agree with that statement?
Aunts on both sides of her families, her grandmother, two sisters, have all had breast cancer.
Yeah.
So, you know, Mary is very aware of it, and because October coming up in another month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month,
yeah,
we have produced three podcasts on this very subject. The latest one, the Breast Cancer Cheat Sheet, which is the easiest ways to prevent breast cancer.
All right. So you can get those, download them by going to the Forbidden Doctor website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, all kinds of information that you don't find, the normal stuff. That's why I have Jack here, because he goes in directions that are not conventional. One of the things that has been in the news lately is this new drug for lowering cholesterol. There are all these drugs lowering cholesterol. You've always said, why? There's no issue with cholesterol. This is one of the biggest con jobs in the history of medicine. Am I right?
Absolutely. And even the patients that I have that I share with some MDs, and I've told them, here's the information to take to your MD about cholesterol so he can be educated on the subject.
By the way, let me just, there's a new drug the FDA approved last week, a new class of cholesterol-lowering medication. This is called Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A. That's why we're talking about this today, because of this yet new, there are more drugs on the market to deal with something that Jack says doesn't need to be dealt with.
That's just absolutely a non-issue. And cholesterol was never an issue until they had a drug to lower it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
finding a solution to a problem that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
But a lot of people, we were all told we had high cholesterol, it was going to kill us, it would build up plaque. Well, the numbers didn't build up the plaque. If you had cholesterol and you didn't take care of it, the cholesterol, the question I always had about it was, did cholesterol cause plaque? And the plaque, which is stuck in your arteries and veins, is a killer, but does it come from cholesterol?
Well, cholesterol is a part of it, so is calcium.
Mm-hmm.
And cholesterol is a band-aid. It's, you know, your body, as far as the blood vessels are concerned, the body is either repairing it or it's rebuilding it. And because of certain dietary choices people make, there's a constant inflammatory reaction going on inside the blood vessels.
Well, inflammation causes all illness.
Well,
right?
it's part of the illness process. It's also part of the healing process. But when the body is laying cholesterol down, it's trying to heal the walls of the blood vessels. It's not that the cholesterol isn't the problem any more than an ambulance is a problem when somebody has to get to the hospital. It's like finding a traffic accident and all of a sudden there's gasoline all over the street. You want to blame the gasoline for the accident.
Mm-hmm.
Your body is using cholesterol to heal the walls of the blood vessel. What we have to find out is, why is the blood vessel so sick and inflamed? And that's because of high levels of insulin that are constantly being released all the time because of our high sugar intake. Sugar is in almost everything processed anymore. You can't turn around. And so your pancreas never stops making insulin, and it never stops releasing it. And the body will use cholesterol and calcium and other kinds of fats to lubricate, to lay down a Band-Aid over those lesions that form in the blood vessels because of the constant presence of insulin.
My pal Meredith, whom you know, went to
last week went to a class,
I suppose, a series of classes on this very thing, and found out how evil sugar is. Sugar is probably the biggest killer because it creates fats, and fats then lead to all kinds of problems. Did you say that sugar is the number one problem? And we all love it. I'm addicted to it, but I have no problem with it.
Yes, absolutely. I have no problem with that. And it's the number one food for cancer cells. I mean, that's what cancer cells eat, is sugar.
Yeah. It's another sales job. We're all, you look at the cereals and we talk about how the sweet cereals that children eat in the morning make them crazy in school because it gets everything going. But dig around and go deeper into the story of sugar and you get something that's even worse for you.
Well, the cereals that mom and dad eat for breakfast as well are loaded with sugar. They just don't have as much as the kids, but it's still there. If sugar is listed in the first four ingredients in a box of cereal, don't eat it. That limits you to about two or three choices.
Or in anything, sugar is the first thing. We were looking at a bottle of something the other day, and the first thing that came up was sugar on the label.
In order to get shelf life for food in the grocery stores, they have to get rid of the very item inside that food that goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that's the stuff that gives it its flavor. So they have to replace that flavor with sweetness.
Yep.
And that's why the sugar industry has gotten away with, a dozen different names for sugar now that they can put on an ingredient list so that sugar is
sugar.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Exercise and your heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Does exercise actually control your heartbeat? If you're running, there are people who have irregular heartbeats, and so there's a study that's been done that suggests that if you exercise, it can control your heartbeat. And I wonder about that because your heart is not controlled. Your heart's controlled by the involuntary whatever that goes on in your brain, right?
Well, precisely. Now, exercise can influence the heartbeat.
And they
have found that, the kind of exercise where there's a real heavy demand for a few seconds and then you let up, and then there's a real heavy demand for a few seconds and then you let up, that kind has the greatest influence on affecting the heartbeat and blood pressure for the better. Where you can do it about 10 minutes worth of exercise, what jogging for 2 hours will do.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the major influences on the heart is not just the proper spinal alignment, because it affects nerve supply to the heart, but B vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
B vitamin deficiency is the number one cause of heart disease in this country. Just like most other problems, it's a malnutrition issue.
Interesting how we need all those vitamins, and they say eat well, but finding good food to eat is another whole process. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a Anuka chiropractor, practices in Salt Lake City, Utah, also works with his wife in the clinic and creates some things that have been extraordinarily helpful. The latest is the Long Life Energy Enzyme. And I thought we ought to talk about this for a minute because I think people ought to be exposed to the idea of how these Long Life Energy Enzymes help. If you're trying to save yourself from processed foods, and that's really what we're talking about here, Jack was just talking about your pancreas and what goes on with sugar, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So give us a 60-second lesson on how these energy enzymes can help.
Well, because of the constant demand on the pancreas, because of the indigestion that results, because we're mixing a lot of different kinds of foods at one time when we eat them, the pancreas is overstressed for that. And then because of all the constant sugar that we're eating, the pancreas is overstressed for that. So we have put together this product.
Well, you did it for yourself first, didn't you?
Well,
this was your
absolutely.
Problem.
Yes. I had a rather vicious kidney stone a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And during the CAT scan, trying to make sure that they got everything they were supposed to get, because this one stone was as big as a little marble, they said that I had an atrophic pancreas, which means you can't see the borders of it. It's wasting away. It's got some serious trouble, although I wasn't having pancreatitis yet. So we went on a search for the kind of enzyme that was necessary, that we understand this stuff, that would help to rebuild and recondition and restore normal pancreatic function. Mm-hmm. We couldn't find it. We looked everywhere. So Mary and I sat down with an expert, and we put together this recipe, this compound, he just about broke into tears. He said, I have been trying for years to get somebody to put something like this together. He says, it's a little expensive, but for Pete's sake, this is the thing that will rebuild a pancreas.
All right. So, here,
so this is where the magic word Doug comes in.
All right. ForbiddenDoctor.com. Read all about it at that website. The Long Life Energy Enzymes. And if you would like to try these things, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Nice. I didn't have puke breath. I'd kiss you.
Along with this beer, eh?
Great.
Do it. Oh, good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother Doug. How's it going, eh? We're those guys who talk over songs and wreck, remember?
Yeah, here's another one.
We were shot in 3B. Three beers and it looks good, eh?
I'm your father, Luke. Give in to the dark side of the force, you knob.
Hey, they get a listen to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, me stepping on intros to records there.
Yeah, exactly.
This is Ian Thomas with Bob and Doug McKenzie from the movie Strange Brew, which was the number one movie during this week in 1983.
Wow. Remember that?
What was that up against? It was number one.
Bunga bunga. Not much, apparently. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. We get started with movie music, and then we'll go into movie news as Movie Moments continues. Look at the Will Smith movie that tackles the NFL cover-up coming up next year on Good Day.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Chuck Curry is here, the original finder of the Atari game from E.T. You got that now at home, right, Chucker?
I do.
Yeah, good for you. Congratulations. You paid $108,000?
That's a couple bucks
more than my price.
Wow. Will Smith, in this new movie, the movie's called Concussion. There is very important information in here. How do these movies that tackle public issues do when they get to the box office, Chucker?
I hear this movie, the buzz on that film is pretty good. I didn't get a chance to watch the trailer. I know the studio just put it online yesterday, but supposedly it's serious fare, and you have to believe, well, it deals with the concussion issue in the NFL, and right. You have to believe that the NFL is not too fond of this movie coming out right around Super Bowl time.
No, No, they're not going to be happy about this.
The timing in terms of the studio will be pretty good, and the movie will probably do pretty well.
All right, so we've got the story at DougStephan.com. Here's a clip from the trailer, the new Will Smith movie.
And America was here. You could be anything. You could do anything. I am the wrong person to have discovered this.
If you don't speak for them, who will?
That no one has ever seen. Repetitive head trauma chokes the brain.
That is Will Smith
speaking. Does not want to talk to you. You turned on the lights and gave their biggest boogeyman a name.
You're going to war with a corporation that owns a day of the week.
No proof was presented today because there simply isn't any.
They have to listen to us. This is bigger than they are.
Alec Baldwin in the movie.
Wasn't yeah, Alec Baldwin's in the movie. Yep.
You know, the only thing about concussions in the NFL is it really a surprise to anybody that played 20, 30, 40 years
right.
ago.
No, but
you get your head banged upside down repeatedly and something might go wrong a little later in your life.
Well, what they're going after is the NFL because they try to cover it up and bury it and not pay off people because they knew full well what the vagaries of playing football are. All right,
but in my personal opinion, I don't fault the NFL at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I walked in the wrestling ring and somebody threw me off the top rope over and over, and I said, "Boy, I didn't know I hurt myself," I mean, that's on me.
Well,
that's my opinion.
A couple of ways of looking at it. Let's get to the movies, and you and I can argue about it later.
I'm going to do some TV news of interest. NBC is benched to propose reboot of the 90s sitcom Coach, which would once again star Craig T. Nelson.
Where does it go? All right, so it doesn't go to NBC, but it goes someplace.
Creatively.
Where does it go?
May not go anywhere.
Nah, it'll go someplace. There's too much product needed by all these cable channels.
Somebody's going to come to your house and perform at your house.
Yeah, I know.
And CBS has canceled their summer series Under the Dome after three seasons. The first season I liked. The last two, honestly, were completely awful.
Yeah, the old premise is awful.
Embarrassing, too.
Those Stephen King novels that are so scary. Who
should have ended after one season.
Right. All right, Chuck Curry. Thanks. He'll be back tomorrow. He's not ended today. Well, he is now because he's out of time. 59 after the hour. Good day.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.